Dario? 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 Dario?
Che camera, uno ci sono le amiche. D'ensemble. 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 Grimo. Opero.
You're listening to the After Artifact broadcast. Nordungs Techno Dispositus.
Telekosmistična struktura. Lahko kar glasnej, Dario.
Good evening. You are listening to the After Artifact broadcast. Number 72.
Struktura. Zvezdno mesto.
Observatori so pravi. Dispositus.
Vstopa v translacijo, da sproži ritmizacijo. Da izzove kardinalne neurone in vse, kar obstaja. Prevaja. Um in za um in ubaku. Potrebuje enciklopedični aparat, da sproži optični obrat, da združi globine odsotnih besed s površino prisotnih, ter jih prevaja. Jezike, vse jezike, zavljaj, ljubav. Kosmonaut Juri, gleda vodo v oči, povečano v ocean. Ustavne oči ne ustajajo več. Zaostajaš, prepočasi prevajaš, posveča se vzorcem nižjega reda. Stanja.
Nordung, a 50-year theater projectile created by Dragan Živadino and his collaborators, is a complex, long-term research project which saw its official start on April 12, 1995 at 10 p.m. with its first performance, which is to have been followed by five more, performed every 10 years. On the same day, at the same time, with the same actors, by the year 2045. The essential part of the performance is that it includes the process of replacing the bodies of those actors who shall die, in the meantime, with remote-controlled technological abstracts. In the first phase of the 50-year process, the bodies of dead actors shall be replaced with remote control sound, which shall substitute an actor in their mise-en-scene, and shall also contain software for translating their speech into music. When an actress dies, her speech shall be translated into melody, whereas actor's speech shall be translated into rhythm. Eventually, at the very end of all the processual and conceptual phases of the 50-year theater project, when all the actors are dead but the director still alive, as the scenario suggests, these technological substitutes of actors will supposedly be placed on a geostationary orbit as 14 communication satellites floating, arranged in capsules in two tubes lines of geostationary space station. Živadinov's scenario further predicting that these artistic satellites, called umbots, shall inside them also carry a software program called Syntapiens, or Synthetic Homo Sapiens, composed of three carrier programs with the following actors' data. Their micronic phase depiction, a collection of their minds and their genetic texture, which shall together with their biobibliographical data be telemeted onto the Earth and into outer space. Umbot is also likely to possess some kind of consciousness and intelligence and should in this way be able to develop consciousness about itself. These post-gravitational forms, as Živadinov puts it, will no longer have any direct connection with Earth, and it will be possible to observe and explore them as any other planet or even planetary system. End of quote. This scenario also predicts its author, Dragan Živadinov, to commit a suicide after the project will have finished on May 1st, 2045.
Sintapsi. Moja teža je svoje zgodovine. S čim naj zamejim doživeti telesna? Padlo, nepremičnost, bon. Nisem spremljen. Maron te ubija okrog sebe in te goni v neskončen odnos z besnelim sodiščem. Heroizem ti določa smer. Veča tudi hitrost, strah ti jo veča. Bežiš pred zanostom, ki te razpira, te znova in znova podloženega ustvarja. Zunavzuri, z besedami ne boš za vsega mojega središča. Sem soštevek vseh enciklopedičnih gesel, beseda doživetje z vsemi, ampak beseda doživetje tudi razkrisi. Črka vse zgradi, K od horizont. Horizont je treba zgraditi snov. Zgraditacija mojega telesa prekaja iz mojega telja. Bitje, ki je drugačno od mene. Še vedno sem le nepopolno telo, stop mi, mogočega časa. iščeš, zgon. Tebi je množica, zato pogosto in hitro umiraš. Tvoje telo je materija, ki se spreminja iz oblike v obliko in v občutljivo, brez bolečin. Ker bolečina je v zavesti, ki ne more sebe opazovati niti ocenjevati. Kozmonaut Jurij Tenor. Ne iščem drugega, ne potrebujem drugega, raziskujem samo občutljivo in tisto, ki me tako odločno vabi k tlom. Postavlja meje, veča razdalje in horizont, spreminja v cilj. Moje telo je K kot horizont. Moje telo je T kot translacija. Moje telo je uklenjeno čutilo. Moje telo potrebuje veščino, ki ga bo osvobodila teže heroičnosti, teže metodičnosti. Observatori so pravi. Ujet je ugibljivi splet posledic. Spoznava, da je samo ena od njih. Laboratori so pravi. Njegov napor, da bi spoznal vzrok, je omejen z resnico, da je sam del vzroka, kozmonaut Jurij Tenor. Moja najvišja stvarnost so ritmi, po katerih se gibljajo svetovi, ki jih še ni. Tridimenzionalna črna napolni zaves in jo zgradi. Ona, mesecovka. Dimenzionalno črno, lahko celo dotakneš, tako da bi gledal, potrebuješ drugega, ki te bo gledal. Kozmonaut, Jurij Tenor. Moj polet je neustavljiv prodor mojega bitja v bitje, ki je drugačno od mene. Neznosna dokončnost planetov, ki se vrtijo okoli svoje osi, me vrača v težo.
At the beginning, let me state that in this broadcast we will not speculate about Jiva Demon's plan and whether it shall be carried out or not, for one cannot know it for certain. However, we are interested in the project's technological, socio-political and last but not the least ontological potential. Regardless of the final outcome, Project Norden have much to say about the mutual relationship between today's man and dispositives of globalized, highly technological society, in the frames of which we act and which make us what we really are. At least three elementary reasons may be detected as for why Project Nordung is established as a 50-year process. Firstly, due to theatrical demonstration of break with traditional model of theater, which depends upon dramatic text, in particular through its processual suspension, that actor's speech shall be replaced by music. Secondly, due to theatrical representation of an unstable relationship between contemporary subject or body and technology, in particular through processual substitution of dead actor's body with technological substitutes. And thirdly, and that is the deepest and essential meaning of the work, due to theatrical representation of time itself. It is not about a simple representation of linear time, passing from the past into the future, the actors die, time passes, but is in some way a theatrical representation of Nietzsche's idea of eternal return. The actors die, but nonetheless, we are performing the very same theatrical piece again and again. The time does stand still, or to be more precise, the time returns. The time returns. This mysterious idea of Nietzsche, as shown by Deleuze in his most significant work, is based on the notion of difference and repetition. In other words, and more precisely, on repetition, which is the only means of creating a difference and can thus contribute to the creation of something new. This is also the principal starting point of Project Nordung and its concept. This is rendered possible for, as Žižek puts it, what repetition repeats is not the way the past effectively was, but the virtuality inherent to the past and betrayed by its past actualization. In this precise sense, the emergence of the new changes not the actual past, we are not in science fiction, but the balance between actuality and virtuality of the past. The end of quote. Due to its high-tech conditions, the project is closely related to contemporary science, especially research in the fields of cognitive sciences and communication, information space and biotechnologies. On the other hand, it comprises a wide range of researching artistic practices. Apart from six performances, which constitute the original temporal structure of the project, an integral part of the project also comprises other theater performances, intermediary and conceptual exhibitions, publications and seminars, lectures, performances and informances, which cast light on its different aspects. The complexity of the project therefore requires a transdisciplinary approach combining contemporary philosophical, socio-political, cognitive and natural science theories, anthropological, new media and software studies, and contemporary theories on art, theater and performance. We are convinced that such approach could be rendered possible on condition that Foucault's concept of dispositive is placed in the theoretical starting point of the study. shallow reading of Foucault could easily lead one to conclusion that what the term signifies in his system are solely great dispositive of power, such as madhouse, clinic, prison, school, police station, church, factory, legal measures, sexuality, and so on. However, as emphasized by Agamben in his text, What is a Dispositive? The term dispositive can also comprise, quote, literally anything that has in some way the capacity to capture, orient, determine, intercept, model, control, or secure the gestures, behaviors, opinions, or discourses of living beings. End of quote. He lists objects and phenomena such as pen, writing, literature, philosophy, agriculture, cigarette, navigation, computer, cellular telephone as ultimate dispositive, and eventually claims language to be most probably the oldest among all dispositives. Agamben then proposes a general and massive partitioning beings into two large groups or classes. On the one hand, living beings or substances, and on the other, dispositives in which living beings are incessantly captured. Apart from this general division, Agamben introduced the third class, and between these two as a third class subject. I call a subject that which results from the relation and, so to speak, from the relentless fight between living beings and dispositives. End of quote. Subject is therefore a result or effect of dispositives, but at the same time also a condition of their existence. For example, a mobile phone could by no means represent a dispositive, but merely a lifeless thing unless there are subjects who communicate with it. Every technology, as a consequence, prescribes a particular dispositive, and yet, particular technology may only occur in the frame of dispositive which enables it. Deleuze stressed that technology is therefore social before it is technical. However, technology being a consequence rather than cause does not suggest that technologies come into existence by some sort of social plan in accordance with social expectations with regard to social organizations and so on. As this would mean that technology is separated from society. Deleuze or Foucault's point is that technology is deeply and primarily rooted in society, even in mentality, and that furthermore, we are what we really are owing to certain technologies prescribed by certain dispositives. That is to say, dispositive is an immanent cause of certain technology. What do we mean here by immanent cause? I'm quoting Deleuze. It is a cause which is realized, integrated, and distinguished in its effect. Or rather, the immanent cause is realized, integrated, and distinguished by its effect. Dispositive in thus not simply a lifeless thing, a set of rules and instructions for use, it is rather a time structure, a temporal, dynamic process. It is an event in which subject is captured. To be precise, as Deleuze puts it, there are at least two or three subjects. Quote, "We belong to these dispositives and act in them. The newness of a dispositive in relation to those preceding, it is what we call its actuality, our actuality. The new is the actual. The actual is not what we are, but rather what we become, what we are in process of becoming. In other words, the other, our becoming other. In every dispositive, we have to distinguish what we are, what we already no longer are, and what we are becoming. The part of the history, the part of actuality."
Yeah.
despite the fact that numerous theoretical conceptualization of the Norden project do not mention neither Foucault nor Deleuze. We don't know if Živadinov actually familiar with the notion of dispositive. Artistic, socio-political and techno-scientific structures and strategies therein are understood precisely as dispositives or force fields, mechanisms of knowledge and power which enable some and disable other processes of subjectivation. For example, Živadinov states that art is, quote, machine of all machines, the machine which fabricates other machines, whereas technology represents the continuation of biological evolution, which can help create different kinds of beings, electronic and made up of non-organic materials instead of biological cells. The notion that could easily be related to those by Deleuze and Guattari. To sum up, art and science are herein understood as fields of knowledge, where new and different forms of life can arise, as well as different possibilities of subjectivation. These positives in the frame of the Nordic project may conditionally be grouped as political, artistic and technological. The word conditionally being used for one cannot draw a clear line between them. The notion of post-gravity art is inseparable either from science or from politics. To put it another way, lines of force of a particular dispositive, which primarily belongs to one field, always intertwine with lines of dispositives from the other two fields. With Deleuze's words, in each dispositive, the line crosses thresholds that makes them either aesthetic, scientific, political, and so on. Those lines all intertwine and mix together, and where some augment the others or elicit others through variations or even mutations of the assemblage. End of quote. Thus, to be more precise, we shall argue that dispositives of Nordic assemblage may be grouped as primary political, primary artistic, and primarily technological. Though, as we shall see, technology here plays a central role. Techno-political dispositives. The first group comprises all discursive and non-discursive political practices and structures that art in Slovenia at the beginning of the 80s took possession of. These are media manipulative and organizational strategies of the art collective Neue Slowenische Kunst, dating back to Živadinov's retrogradistic period. His actions and strategies have always been deeply political in the widest and the deepest Nietzschean, Artoian sense of the word. They continuously, again and again, re-question the relationship between art and reality. For example, Project Nordung is in the present strategically and economically involved in numerous existing socio-political and techno-scientific structures such as Yuri Gagarin Center for Cosmonaut Training, Moscow, the European Space Agency, Association of Autonomous Astronauts, Municipality Vitanje, Cultural Center of European Space Technology, and so on. Furthermore, several socio-political movements which Živadinov refers to in the frame of the Northern Project can be dealt with as special types of political dispositives. Russian Cosmism from the end of the 19th century and both his descendants, Anarcho-Cosmism and Transhumanism. With regard to artistic dispositives, we are bound to introduce terminological differentiations, the difference between concrete and mental dispositives. In a strict Foucault sense, every dispositive is by definition very concrete, though invisible machine. However, it is also possible to speak of mental dispositives when it comes to complex mental structures which open up new and different ways of thinking, or rather, enable new and different forms of subjectivation. The later type of dispositive is commonly found in artistic thinking. French philosopher Alain Badiou, for example, mentions dispositives of thoughts with reference to the writing process of Fernando Pessoa, whereas Gerard Weitzmann speaks of logical dispositive when it comes to object status at Duchamp's art. Leaving this division aside for a while, we shall divide artistic dispositives of the Nordic project into two groups, namely historical dispositives and dispositives typical of the project. The first group comprises all artistic or theatrical dispositives which stem from stylistic formation and ideas of avant-garde the project refers to as its historical sources or support. Constructivism, suprematism, zenitism, futurism, retrogradism or Artaud's theater of cruelty, Craig's theater of marionettes, Menho's biomechanical theater and so on. The second group includes artistic or theatrical dispositives which the project itself has either created or conceptualized. Blank body directing, vector directing, MO mechanics, micro choreography, visual linguistic abstraction, telecosmism, panoptical theater structure, informances and so on. Here, it is need to be emphasized that the majority of dispositives from the later group cannot exist without new technologies and can therefore be also placed into the group of techno-dispositives. Techno-dispositives of the Northern Project can also be divided into two groups. Dispositives from outside which are integrated into the project and dispositives which are established or rather conceptualized by the project itself. The most important dispositives from the first group are those which stem from the idea of geostationary space station as produced by Hermann Potocnik Nordung and farther on Clark's idea of quantum computer, later in the connection with the cognitive theory of Mitya Perush. There are also numerous others, more common dispositives of contemporary information and communication technologies. The later group contains technoscientific dispositives which are divided from the notions created according to the project's requirements. Syntepiens, Umbot, Vocalomaton, Informa Genom, Biomechatronic Objectile, Telology, and so on. These are, for the time being, merely mental dispositives. But what does the expression techno-dispositive mean anyway? The expression dispositive has been explained. So what does techno point at? When I asked Dragan Živadinov what the large inscription techno, which appears at the end of one of his performances, means, he gave me an intriguing answer. He distinguishes between the Greek expression techne, the English technology, and techno, which he defines as emancipated technology, as something that will gradually become independent from us, from the biological. End of quote. This is an extended concept of technology understood in the same way the latter is presented in the work of Walter Benjamin, Martin Heidegger, or William Flusser. I quote Janis Strychowicz. Such technology is, in Benjamin's terminology, the second technology, which is based on individuals distancing from nature, or more concretely, from the reproducing the natural forms the first technology was trapped in. The achievements of the first technology culminated in man's sacrifice, whereas the achievements of the second technology in remote controlled airplane which does not require a crew. End of quote.
Dario.
Ka kamera, ono što se zvala za Mike. Dan sample. Ka kamera, ono što se zvala za Mike. Dan sample. Ka kamera, ono što se zvala za Mike. Dan sample. Ka kamera, ono što se zvala za Mike. Dan sample. Kamera, ono što se zvala za Mike. Dan sample. Kamera, ono što se zvala za Mike. Dan sample.
Telekozmistična struktura. Lahko kar glasnej, Dario. Še glasnej, Dario. Telekozmistična struktura. Zvezdno mesto. Observatori, sopran. Vstopa v translacijo, da sproži ritmizacijo. Da izzove kardinalne neurone in vse, kar obstaja, prevaja v um in za um in v vakuum. Laboratorij Sopran. Potrebuje enciklopedični aparat, da sproži optični obrat, da združi globine odsotnih besed s površino prisotnih, ter jih prevaja v jezike, v vse jezike, v in za in v vakuum. Kosmonaut Juri, gledam vodo v očeh, povečano v ocean. Enostavne oči ne obstajajo več. Zaostajaš, prepočasi prevajaš. Usveča se vzorcem nižjega reda. Zdanja dosegaš nestabilen rezultat. Informacije razporejaš in jih množiš.
On the death of man and the Übermensch. It is intriguing that Project Nordung, as described before, possess and similarly tries to solve the problem identical to Foucault's Nietzschean problem, as formulated by Deleuze in a significant annex to his book on Foucault entitled On the Death of Man and the Übermensch. Everybody, or rather, every form, is a compound of relations between forces in a frame of a certain dispositive. This is Foucault's general principle. These forces always establish relationships with other forces coming from the outside, from another dispositive. A new form is thus created. If we consider, for example, the forces within man, forces of memorizing, imagining, volition, and so on, we could say that such forces necessarily contribute to the composition of man form. On the other hand, the same forces might apply themselves in another way, into a completely different combination, into a completely different form. Even if we take a short period of time, as Deleuze says, man has not always existed and will not exist there forever. In order for the man form to establish itself, the forces within man had to come into relationship with certain very special forces from the outside. Following Foucault, Deleuze describes three great metadispositives, or historical formations. The first one is the classical historical formation, the second, that of 19th century, and the third is a sort of historical formation of the future. The latter is still in the process of becoming, and for this reason it is impossible to predict what it is going to be like. This is a very concrete problem which Nietzsche named Übermensch. In short, Übermensch is the new form which is about to come into existence when forces within man form establish a relationship with other, historically precisely defined forces from the outside. Thus spoke Nietzsche. Man has imprisoned life, work and language, but Übermensch is what frees life within man himself to the benefit of another form. Ne. Snemu. Even though we cannot yet speak of this new form, we already can perceive the forces from the outside which come into relation with forces within man. Man has imprisoned forces of life, work and language by means of dispersing and fragmenting them into pieces with the help of scientific disciplines which stem from biology, political economy and linguistics. Nowadays is the problem how to regroup and unify fragmented forces in man. According to Deleuze, this task is not assigned to science, politics, philosophy or art. Forces which will be able to regroup fragmented forces in man and which these fragmented forces nowadays come into relation with are the forces of technology. Quote, "It seems to us, though, that when dispersed labor and life were each able to unify themselves only by somehow breaking free from economics or biology, just as language managed to regroup itself only when literature broke free from linguistics. Biology had to take a leap into molecular biology, or dispersed life regroup in the genetic code. Dispersed work had to regroup in third generation machines, cybernetics and information technology. What would be the forces in play with which the forces within man would then enter into a relation? The forces within man enter into a relation with forces from outside, those of silicon which supersize carbon, or genetic components which supersize the organism, or agrammaticalities which supersize the signifier. The relationship between conceptual speculativeness of Nordo project and computer, genetic and agrammatical technological structures or forces of the future discussed by Deleuze could not be more comprehensible.
Project Nordung, at that, has in order to research their effects on man, set itself a 50-year-long historical period, which should prove more than enough for some processes which at the time of Deleuze's writing and at the beginning of Nordung project only just started to reveal themselves distinctively.
You're listening to the After Artifact, the After Artifact, the After Artifact. No, don't. good evening. You are listening to the Officer's Artifacts. Officer's Artifacts. Officer's Artifacts. Number 7. Number 7. Number 7. The North.
Zdaj, najno zmanjše, moral dom prebral vsakih